When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to episode 17 of Believe in Nuggets. I am your host, Asher Levy, as always, joined by my lovely co-host, Gage Bridgeford. How you doing today, man?
Doing well. Glad to be back after kind of a little over a week and a half hiatus. But then again, as we kind of talked about on the last episode we did, the Nuggets aren't doing a whole lot other than Eurobasket stuff right now. And since neither one of us are putting a ton of focus into that, it's been kind of dry in Nuggets world. I mean, really, the only content we've gotten has been a lot of like Murray, like rumors and MPJ rumors, and just like hope that they're going to play. And other than that, there's not really much to go on right now.
Yeah. This has not been a super eventful week in Nuggets news until yesterday, which we're just going to briefly touch on this topic because I wrote an article about it, and I also was on Pickaxe and Roll, which is Ryan Blackburn's podcast about it. So if you want to hear more in-depth thoughts, you can go to those places. It's an open letter to sports fans about homophobia. That's the article on Denver Stiffs. And then you can also find my extended verbal thoughts in Pickaxe and Roll. But there was a tweet put up about Anthony Edwards receiving a fine for saying, quote, "Look at these queer ass dudes. What has the world come to?" End quote. And that was a quote contained in a video of him filming just men going about their day being openly queer to some extent. So that was a awful look and is casual homophobia, and that was a very disappointing look from Ant, who was seen as, you know, someone who was fun and, you know, exciting, and now has that stain on his personality. And the NBA fined him for it, rightfully so. You know, that they are on the court players, but off the court they are also expected to uphold certain morals, and certain things just shouldn't be said. And when you have a platform as big as Anthony Edwards and as many young impressionable fans as Anthony Edwards, certain things should not be said, and spreading homophobia is one of those things. So the NBA fined him for it, $40,000, which is not a ton of money for Anthony Edwards. But I'm glad that something was done about it and they didn't just throw it under the rug, because the silence from a lot of NBA places was disappointing. Because if you didn't know, I am part of the queer community. I identify as asexual and panromantic, which means I have romantic interest in everybody, regardless of gender or what they identify as or anything like that. And I experience I'm asexual, which, if you didn't know what that means, it means little to no sexual attraction. I don't really care to get into it that much, but those are what I identify as. And I am part of the queer community, so to hear some of the players that I want to support and want to say good things about do that stuff was incredibly disappointing and incredibly hurtful to some queer people. And Aaron Gordon inserted himself into the conversation by quote tweeting a thing about the fine with three thumbs down emojis. And he then later deleted that tweet. And then he also tweeted, how can I be homophobic, with an ellipsis, and then also deleted that tweet. Now, I am not saying Aaron Gordon or Anthony Edwards are homophobic, but they were participating in casual homophobia, which is an issue that is very rampant in sports communities and affects a lot of people. They, a lot of the time, jokes are made like no homo jokes, which, you know, Jokic made a few years ago and got fined for. Jeff Morton has a great piece about that specific incident that you could go back and read that he released shortly after that took place. And just in general, homophobia in sports communities as a whole is disappointing because it's widespread. And I wanted to try and use my platform to educate people, help them understand more what their words can mean, how they can hurt people, and all that kind of stuff. So like I said earlier, if you want to hear extended thoughts on that, if you want to hear more in-depth thoughts on that, you can read my article. You can listen to the podcast I did with Ryan. But I do want to say on this podcast, we are accepting of all identities. We are accepting of all pronouns. Happy bisexual visibility week right now. That's happening. And then there are a few more visibility weeks throughout the year. So go support your queer friends, your queer family, anyone part of the LGBTQIA plus community. Support them because they have it hard. They have it harder than straight people. They have it harder than cisgendered people. And there needs to be more discussion about it. I am part of that community, and I could say on my end, I have bad experiences because I identify as queer, or because even little things like me wearing nail polish sometimes gets me some weird comments from people. So just do what you can to be an ally. Advocate for equal rights, and yeah, anyone who is queer and listening to this, you are valid. You have a place that is accepting, that will, you know, me and Gage both are very pro the LGBTQIA plus community, and you are welcome here. Non-binaries, you are welcome here. Transgender people, you are welcome here. Anyone in the space, you are welcome here. That is unfortunately not everywhere, but you can listen to this show and know that you are valued, not just because you are a listener, but because you are an important part to so many people's lives. And it just keep on going, man. Keep it going. Yeah, that sums up my thoughts on it. Gage, do you have anything to touch on before we get to other topics?
You know, I don't have much to add in that in this arena. Asher made a lot of like, he's obviously, he's dealt with this more than I have. He has more just firsthand experience, and he has just a better collection of thoughts on it. As a straight white male from the middle of America in a very conservative neighborhood and conservative state overall, it's been a very, I've had a very different outlook on life from someone like Asher, just from people in other areas of the country. But there's one key thing that I've kind of held true in life, and I still, and I, this is something I use, it doesn't matter if it's someone's gender, someone's sexuality, someone's religion, whatever, someone's politics or whatever, it, don't infringe upon other people, and don't worry about what other people are doing. Focus on what you're doing, and let, as long as somebody else isn't hurting anybody else, then it doesn't matter what they're doing. Like, it doesn't. It's much easier to just mind your own business, and the world would be a much better place if a lot more people would just stay, keep their nose out of stuff that doesn't concern you. As long as someone's not hurting you, harm, or doing anything to try and force you to act a certain way, who cares, man? Let them do what they want to do. I mean, I live my life, and I am content to let and everybody else lived their lives. That's their business. It's not mine. It's not Asher's. It's not anybody else. At the end of the day, let people be who they want to be. Let them be with who they want to be with. No one's telling you who you can't be with. And if they are, then they shouldn't be. But as long as everybody's letting you live your life, let them live theirs. And you will, at the end of the day, live a much happier life that way. I have no issue with anybody of any kind. As Asher said, I try to be an ally the best that I can. I try to let everybody be who they want to be, because it's much easier that way. And as long as you're not trying to, and people are going to say, oh, well, you're not a true ally because you're not condemning people that are saying bad things like Anthony did or like Aaron did. I don't agree with what they did. That was a mistake. That was something they shouldn't have done. That was a bad look by them. It's not what they're supposed to. That's especially when you have the platform that they do, they need to change the way that they think. But at the end of the day, what I can control is how I behave towards people that are different from me. And I can try and make the world better just by my own personal behavior. And that's what I try to do on a daily basis.
Yeah. I hope this is the start of a conversation, not the end to it. The response from the NBA fan base was incredibly disappointing, but it's starting to switch more to a positive outlook as the days roll by. But that is that situation. I hope that it didn't negatively affect people too much. But now, with that in the rearview mirror, we can talk a bit more about Nuggets Media Day coming up, which is going to be on Monday, and what we anticipate that to look like. But before we fully transition, this is meant to be the start of something. If you want to look further into it, do your own research. There are tons of charities to donate to if you want to help out. There are a lot of people in the queer space that make great content. You can watch them, support them. But hopefully this is the start to something, and this isn't just ignored in a week's time. But with that being said, let's cover some Nuggets, because that's what this podcast is about. So let's talk about Media Day. Media Day is coming up on September 26th, Monday. I will be there for the Stiffs, and that will be I will be tweeting out coverage, as well as the normal Nuggets folks who you probably follow. And this will be the first time that we get to talk to a lot of these guys in a while. Jamal Murray, Michael Porter, they'll be healthy for the first time in a long time. And then they'll be going to training camp in San Diego. I'm sure we'll be talking with Coach Malone, maybe Jokic. And it's exciting, man. The dead zone of the offseason is nearly over. We are 11 days away from preseason basketball, which, while it's not the most exciting thing you've ever seen, it is basketball, and it is NBA basketball, which is fun. And we are going to start to see what this Nuggets team is going to look like, and that's very, very exciting. What are your initial hopes for Media Day, Gage? What are you hoping to see or hear?
I'm the absolute worst, because I know that I'm not going to get like hardly much of any value out of Media Day, at least out of Nuggets Media Day, because the two main questions that I, and I think we all have, are Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray like ready to go? How much of a like warming up period are they going to need? And what we're going to hear on that Media Day is, we're going to bring them along slow. We're going to probably work them into the rotation. We don't know if they'll start game one, or if they do start game one, they won't be up to their regular minutes. We'll just hear a lot of the coach speak and a lot of the stuff that that fans want to hear, but we won't hear everything and we won't actually see everything. So I'm mostly excited to see just like new guys in new jerseys. I want to hear more from Bruce Brown, who I know you and I have talked about him several times over the summer. We're both high on Bruce Brown and what he can bring to the team. I want to hear I want to hear from DeAndre Jordan, to be honest with you. I think that, I mean, a lot of people, like even us included, weren't huge fans of the DeAndre Jordan signing, but the fact of the matter is he's on the team and he's going, and he matters from, he's a veteran in the locker room, and it's important to make sure that he is going to be a veteran in the locker room and not, and like accept his role and not just be mad that he's sitting behind the and back-to-back MVP. So I'm not going to get a ton out of media day. I usually let other people watch and I let other people focus on it and let other people glean more information because they're a little bit better at reading the tea leaves than I am. When I watch media day, I see a lot of coach speak, a lot of fan rah-rah type stuff, but so the main things I'm focused on are the new guys. I want to see and hear from the new guys, and then I want to see if maybe we get a little bit more on Jamal and Michael Porter Jr. than we have gotten over the last like several months.
Yeah, I think that it's fair to not really take much from media day because a lot of it will be either coach speak or PR stuff, or it'll be that like non-answers, like, oh yeah, if you get asked about position battles, I don't think we'll hear a straight answer from Malone. You might be able to pull some things from it. You might be able to have some takeaways, but nothing too impactful. All that stuff will come after training camp, I'm sure. But I am excited to see, the guys in new uniforms, like you mentioned. I'm excited to talk to Bruce. I'm excited to get more into his mindset of signing with the Nuggets. I'm excited to get more into just his off season as a whole, what he has been focusing on, what he anticipates his role being this summer or season rather. But I do think overall we will hear from Jamal Murray and MPJ, yeah, we're good to go. I think we'll hear Michael Malone reinforce that, but I do think there will be some patience required with those two and how slow they'll be brought along. I think that they might start a bit better than some people are anticipating, but I do think it's important to have the expectation that they do have minutes restrictions, that they do have scheduled rest, all that sort of stuff. I think that'll be important to keep in mind when we do get takeaways from media day. With that being said, who do you think is going to be the most hyped up Nugget after media day? Because I think there are a few candidates. I think I'd probably go with like Zeke Nnaji. I think we're going to hear a decent amount about Zeke Nnaji and hyping him up for this season. But who do you see as like the guy?
I think it's going to be between a couple of wing guys who signed contracts this offseason. I think it'll be between Devon Reed and Bruce Brown. I think a lot of it, especially with Bruce, I think I've already mentioned Bruce once, but I think Bruce has shiny new toy syndrome. I think that fans are going to listen to him talk. They're going to see him as a new face, and new faces matter. Also, another guy that I just glossed over, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. That's another guy. I think that shiny new toys always get an extra look. I think that they always get a lot of buzz, especially if you hear the coaches and the HR like speak, where they really try and push the narrative of, oh, KCP is going to really round out our starting lineup with an extra defensive minded player and a 3-point shooter, or Bruce Brown's really going to bring something extra to our bench that we've been lacking over the last couple of years, whatever. Devon Reed is really going to get a chance to shine this year. We think that he can be a key piece for us in a run, and we hope ends in title. I think that it's going to be one of those three guys is going to be the guys that gets the most hype. I love Zeke. I think that he has a ton of potential to have a very, very good season. We just have to wait and see if it happens for him. I really hope that it does, because he's a guy that I love watching play, and I think that he fits in really well with Nikola Jokic when he is out on the floor. But I think that one of those three guys, whether it's Bruce, Reed, or KCP, I think that's the guys that we're going to – like one of those guys is the one that we're going to be coming out of media day. Like, ooh, that's the guy. I think Bones has an outside shot just because – Bones Highland is all he is talked about all the time on Nuggets Twitter. He interacts with fans online, like on his personal Twitter account. I know that the big saga over the last couple of months was looking for his dog. But just there is a lot to be excited about. And I think, as always, the main focus is going to be on those new guys, because Jokic is already great. Murray and Porter will be talked about, but we can't have a ton of hype for them until we see them playing. So I think that the hype that we will see the most is going to be one of those new guys, or in Devon's case, one of those just guys that signed a contract this summer.
Yeah, I think that that's reasonable. I think we will hear more about what Malone expects out of Bruce and KCP, and maybe a little bit of Devon Reed. I think that we will hear more about what their roles will look like, the approach to getting them on the teams, that sort of thing. I do think of the rostered guys, we will hear, as I said, a decent amount about Zeke. I think we'll hear a good amount about Bones as well, outside of just Murray and Porter. I think in general, there will be a lot of buzz around the entire roster, but I think of like the role players and that aren't new, Bones and Najee will be talked about a lot, because I anticipate them having bigger roles this upcoming season. You know, Bones will be the sixth man. I anticipate Zeke Najee to be the bench big this season. That's could just be me being a big Zeke Najee guy, but I think he looks like he's added like 10 to 15 pounds of muscle this season. I think he'll have a more productive time as a backup five than anyone else on the roster, and I think that we will hear some of that stuff come media day. But that's kind of my general, you know, gist of media day. It'll be exciting. It'll be the start of the season, but also there's probably not going to be a too many huge takeaways to have from media day. So that kind of sums up my thoughts on media day until media day actually happens. Do you have anything more to get off about media day, or do we call it a pod there?
I think we end it there. I don't have much else to add in terms of media day. Like I said, I'm more of a wait and see kind of guy in terms of media day stuff. What I'm excited for is just the season to get here. And once the season does get here, we will be doing two episodes per week. So we will have, and we'll have a little bit more content to run off of. And the main thing I'm excited for on media day is just having actual Nuggets news to talk about. We won't just be trying to come up with random things. We'll actually have tangible stuff that has occurred that we can say, yep, this is Nuggets basketball related content. We're not just making up Nuggets related stuff. So I'm excited to see the team. I'm excited for the season to get underway. It's kind of crazy to think about the fact that it's less than a month away. I think it's like 3 weeks away when everybody's listening to this. So or 4 weeks away. We are right around the bend at this current stage.
Yeah, I fully agree. It'll be fun to finally have actual content to talk about and not have to do off-season stuff anymore. But yeah, with all that being said, thank you for listening to this episode of Believe in Nuggets. You can find me and Gage both on Twitter. Gage's handle is Gage Bridgeford NFL. Mine is Ashley.
At G Bridgeford NFL. G Bridgeford NFL. Sorry.
My bad. At G Bridgeford NFL. Mine's Ashley Levy NBA. And then you can find both of our basketball written stuff, Nuggets specific, on Denver Stiffs, where we will be writing more frequently after the upcoming training camp and preseason and regular season, all that stuff. We will be producing more content there. And yeah, we will have more content coming as far as podcast stuff goes as well. And yeah, thank you for listening. If you've listened this far, I hope you have a lovely, lovely day. Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.